With three starters gone, the offensive line will be a position to watch heading into week one of this season. We'll be watching all throughout training camp. Who's the guy that you're looking at?
I'm excited to see left tackle Eric Fisher. We've talked about it before throughout this offseason as we got into phase one and phase two. This is his first full offseason where he's been healthy. He's been able to lift, do all the different upper body workouts that he wasn't able to do last year with the shoulder injury. He's lifting upper body. I'm excited to see him in those OLDL one-on-one drills. If you're out at camp, you're going to find me standing up there watching those probably every day because I'm excited to see what Eric Fisher can do with that healthy offseason. I know he's got into boxing, a lot of different things to help his upper body. If the Chiefs' offensive line as a group is going to make that next step this season, it's going to start with Eric Fisher.
Yeah, and if the fans have been following along this offseason, you know that Rodney Hudson is now a member of the division rival Raiders, so there's a vacancy that opens up at that center position. Who are the candidates?
Well, you know, when you look at the offensive line as a whole, Coach Reed said throughout all of OTAs that they're going to find the best five guys. Well, we know Eric Fisher is going to be the left tackle. He's come out and said that Ben Grubbs, who we got in the trade with the New Orleans Saints, two-time Pro Bowler, is going to be the left guard. Well, everything else is kind of up in the air. A lot of guys have been rotating through those spots. Eric Kush, been in the offense for 3 years. Alex Smith told me that he's comfortable with Eric because he does know the offense. Well, the Chiefs also have a pretty talented guy in former Missouri Tiger, second-round pick Mitch Morse, who also spent time rotating all three of those interior offensive line spots, but spent time at center as well. And then you look at right guard. There's a lot of guys competing at right guard. Jeff Allen spent a lot of time with the first team offense at right guard, also kicked out to right tackle. Donald Stevenson spent a lot of time with the first team offense at right tackle. But then you've also got last year's starter, Zach Fulton. Paul Fanica, who signed as a free agent, actually was drafted in the same draft class as Jeremy Maclin when he was with the Philadelphia Eagles under Coach Reed. Larry Duvernay-Tardif, a player that's been around a little while, that could get into the mix. And then you've got Mitch Morse, who's spent time at center, but he's also kicked out and played right guard. So finding the best five offensive linemen, that's going to be probably the biggest storyline of training camp. We know Fisher, Grubbs, the other three spots, those are going to be the ones to watch.
So the left side kind of locked down. The right one, pretty exciting. We'll be following along heading into 2015 training camp.
65 toss power trap.